Okay, well, let's get started.
好，我们现在开始上课。
Standard operating procedure, of course, is to ensure we have the filling of the Holy Spirit.
好，我们现在要开始我们的这个固定程序，然后要确定我们都是圣灵充满的。
So we'll just take a minute to name our sins quietly to God the Father.
好，让我们现在安静地对我们的天父做认罪的。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for this time that we have to study your word.
感谢天父给我们这个时间，让我们研读你的话语。
We know that when we have the positive volition to study your word and to know your plan, that you'll provide everything that we need.
我们知道呢，让我们能够正面的去学习你的话语，并且能够使用你的话语，我们将会得到你所有的供应。
And we are gathered here because we really want to know your plan for our lives.
我们在这边聚会是因为我们真的希望知道你对我们生命的计划。
So we give thanks that you honor our positive volition by providing this opportunity.
那也感谢天父让我们有这种正面的这个意志，然后让我们能够学习。
So we give thanks for this time in Christ's name.
所有祷告因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we'll start off today's lesson, just giving a quick intro into where we are so far.
好，我们现在先做一个简单的这个开场，哈，就简单的一个介绍，让我们可以进入今天的课程。
Okay, remember the overall topic is the angelic conflict, but that includes many, many subjects of scripture.
因为我们整个今年度2020的整个主题呢，是天使的征战，所以，但是这里面有非常多的小子题。
And the Bible is actually a handbook, really. It's like a guide to strategy, to the strategy God has given us to have victory in the angelic conflict.
事实上呢，这个圣经，整本圣经呢，就像是我们的一个这个所谓的手册，教我们如何哈能够在天使的征战中得胜。
When you believed in Jesus Christ as your Savior, that was just the first step. That was like entry into the army.
当我们相信耶稣基督是我们的救主的时候呢，我们就好像是开始进入了耶稣基督他的这个军队。
So it's like you've signed up, or actually you've been sort of forced into the army, because when you believed in Jesus Christ for your salvation, you really didn't have a choice. At the same time, God listed you down, said, "Now you're a private in the army. You've got to start your training."
这个感觉就很像哈，当我们相信耶稣基督的时候，我们就好像到了这个征兵营前面去注册，我们将我们的名字就填入了耶稣他这个大军中的一个新兵。那当我们成为新兵的时候，我们就会受到天父还有耶稣他们给我们所有的训练的准备。
And a lot of Christians might say to God, they say, "Well, thanks for the salvation, but actually, I don't really want to be a soldier. I don't want to be in this army."
有些人会说，哦，感谢给我这个救恩，但是我可不太想当大军中的一个士兵。
And these people become casualties. A casualty means they get wiped out in the army. Even in the training period, before they can even get on the battlefield, it's like they're wiped out. They lose.
而这样子的人呢，其实呢，就好像是已经就被这个去名了，哈，他就在还没有去战场上，他就等于已经打输了。
And they will never lose their salvation, but they'll also never receive the great blessings that it is to go into battle for the Lord.
但是呢，他们虽然不会失去他们的救恩，但是呢，他却没有办法得到神给我们能够加入大军、参与这个征战的所有的祝福。
And they can certainly find happiness in the world, you know, even through a human kind of happiness, or just a sort of religious kind of a happiness, going to church and singing songs and learning a little bit about God.
虽然呢，他们还是可以得到一些快乐，好，就像我们所谓人的定义中的一些快乐，他一样可以到教会去啊，唱歌赞美神啊，说他爱神。
But they will never really get to know their purpose for life.
但他们永远没有办法知道他们人生的目的是什么。
The Bible is full of examples of believers. There's many examples of unbelievers as well. But here I'm just talking about believers. Believers that failed in their spiritual life and believers who had great victories.
而 就像我们说很多的这个信徒呢，在他的人生的这个属灵生命中，他可能失败了，但也有一些人呢，他在他的属灵生命中得到非常大的胜利。
One thing you have to appreciate, the great believers, and we have examples starting right back at people like Noah, for example, Noah and Abraham and Moses and David, these kind of people, they became great believers, but they all were failures at one point as well.
这就好像呢，在圣经中所记载的非常多的这些伟大的信徒，包括诺亚啦、亚伯拉罕呐、摩西啊，他们其实在他的生命中也都曾经跌倒，有很大的失败过。
But the one thing that they had in common was that they were all positive to God's word. They all wanted to know about God and His word. They wanted to learn the word, and they learned how to apply that.
但是他们都有一个共通点，就是这些伟大的信徒的共通点，就是呢，他们都愿意去学习神的话语，而且他们呢，也都希望呢，能够将神的话语应用在他们的生命中。
And sometimes they had massive failures.But they never gave up. Through the naming of sins, the confession to God, they were able to keep moving in the spiritual lives, and eventually they were glorifying God.
而且呢，他们生命中就算有那种超级超级大的这种失败，他们依然在寻求神。那最终他们将是可以荣耀神。
Now, by knowing the word of God and knowing God and then doing His commandments, you become a righteous believer, and that's what God wants you to be.
而能够呢学习神的话语，而且呢应用神的话语，最终呢他们将会成为是一个能够见证神的话语的人，那就是神希望对我们有的计划。
It's like you're in battle, you're a soldier, but you're a very righteous soldier, and you're fighting on the side of righteousness.
就是你呢，就是一个在这个为正义的这一面而征战的军队中的一员。
And our weapon is truth. Remember in Ephesians chapter 6, it talks about these different parts of the armor, and you have the belt of truth, for example.
那就像以弗所书第六章所讲的，穿上军装，你所有的军装的每一个部分，而你所拿的剑就是真理的剑。
Actually, it's the belt. They call it the belt of truth.
就是真理的腰带，就是带上真理的腰带。
Yeah, and one of the benefits, I guess, of becoming a righteous believer is that God answers your prayer. Your prayer becomes very effective.
当我们是一个公义的信徒的时候，神就是会回应我们的祷告。
This comes out in James chapter 5, verse 16.
这从这个雅各书五章十六节里面可以看到。
Okay, we had a look at this already in the past, but remember the second part of the verse here, we can translate it as that the prayers of a righteous person are powerful and effective. We had we worked out there's many different translations, but this is probably the best translation in the English. The prayer of a righteous believer has much power when it's put into operation.
好，这个刚才这个经句我们呢已经讲过很多次，而且我们也把它的经句呢各种翻译都列出来。那其中呢这个经句的后半段我们觉得最好的这个经句的翻译就是现在在荧幕上的这个，就说当这个非常正义公义的这个祷告者当他祷告的时候呢，他的能力那个祷告的能量是最有效果的。
Remember, we have to separate. This word righteous takes on many different sort of meanings or categories in scripture. For example, when you believe in Jesus Christ, you have God's perfect righteousness.
好，我们先讲这个所谓的公义这个字哦，它其实有很多种意义。那比如说第一个，当我们相信耶稣基督的时候，神就会把他的完美的公义给我们。
Sometimes when you're studying theology, we call usPositional righteousness. And positional righteousness means because you're in Jesus Christ, who is righteous, you share in His righteousness. So that's another way we get God's righteousness.
那另外一种公义呢，是这种所谓位置的公义。也就是说，当你相信耶稣基督的时候呢，你就被摆在跟耶稣基督同样的位置上。而这样的一个有定位的一个公义是，也是很重要的一个公义的概念。
It's another component or another factor that's given to you when you are baptized into Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit.
而这个是在我们这种公义是在我们受洗的时候，我们就变成摆在耶稣基督里，那在这时候我们就得到了耶稣基督的公义。
Yeah, remember, that's a spiritual baptism. We're not talking about the water baptism, but the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我们所谈的这个受洗呢，不是水洗，而是指的是被圣灵浇灌的受洗。
Yeah, because that tells us, like in 1 Corinthians 12:13, it says we're baptized into union with Jesus Christ. We become one with Jesus Christ by the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
哥林多前书12章13节里面就提到了，当我们被圣灵所洗礼的时候呢，我们就摆在跟耶稣基督里。
Now remember that word baptisma in the Greek, which they usually translate baptism, that means to be identified with, to become one with something. In union with Jesus.
好，这就是说我们被摆在跟耶稣合一的状态。
Okay, and that's the meaning of the word baptism. The true meaning is to become united.
这就是真正所谓洗礼的真正的意念，就是我们被摆在一起，好，跟神、跟耶稣合而为一的这个洗礼。
And again,
而不见得是要有水洗。
And again, because you are now one with Jesus, you have his righteousness. That's perfect. That's one, another reason why you can go to heaven.
而因为我们是在基督里，所以我们就成为基督的一部分，这也就是我们可以上天堂的原因。
Yeah. But in James 5:16, the righteousness we're talking about here, the prayer of a righteous believer, it's not talking about the righteousness you get in Jesus. This is talking about your experiential righteousness, which means in your Christian life. You know, everybody is on a different spiritual level, of course.New believer or the mature believer. So there's different kinds of personal righteousness.
那还有一种呢，公义呢，是指的你个人的公义，就是经验式的公义。也就是说，你的生命，一个信徒，他的属灵生命到了什么程度，你自己可以达成的公义到什么程度。
We call this experiential righteousness because it comes from your Christian experience, which means your spiritual growth.
那我们称之为这个叫体验式的公义呢，是因为从你成为一个基督徒以后，你的经历成为越来越公义的那些经历。
Remember that spiritual growth or Christian growth means you being able to have victory over your sins and victory over evil because of the application of the Word of God.
而因为我们呢，去使用神给我们的这些话语，让我们可以战胜所有的邪恶与罪的这个过程，这个经历，就是我们的所谓的体验式的公义。
And notice there's two stages to that process. First is the learning. You have to learn the Word of God. You learn Bible doctrine. That's like 50% of the process. And the other 50% is the application.
而这样子的公义是来自于50% 是来自于我们学习神的话语，我们去学神。然后另外的50%是在于我们运用我们所学到的神的话语。
Yeah, and both of those processes, whether it's the learning or the application, requires the filling of the Holy Spirit.
而这两个方向呢，不只是学习神的话语，或者是使用神的话语，都需要全部的圣灵充满。
Yeah, and that provides you your spiritual growth.
那这也就成为我们能够在属灵生命上成长的一个资源。
And through the spiritual growth, of course, you're becoming righteous, like experientially righteous.
然后当我们这样的这个不断的在属灵生命上的成长，就成为我们体验式的公义的一个部分。
Now, because you have become righteous and because you understand God's plan better and you understand God's character, that means you're going to pray proper prayers according to the thinking of God.
而因着我们能够正确的思考、思想神，了解神他的所有的思维以及神他的特质，我们呢就可以做出最适当的、比较正确的祷告。
And being filled with the Holy Spirit will remind you of the doctrine you've been learning. So your prayers will be according to the Holy Spirit as well.
而当我们有圣灵充满的时候呢，圣灵他会提醒我们所学到的经句，所以我们的 祷告呢也会有着圣灵的力量。
So you're not going to pray silly prayers, but you're going to pray according to God's will.
那这时候我们就不至于会做一些很愚蠢的祷告，而我们的祷告是符合神的旨意的祷告。
We had the example of a silly prayer a couple of lessons back. Remember, the people of Israel had been praying for a king. That was a stupid prayer, and God had even been saying through Samuel, "You do not want a king. You want me as your king."
我们提到这个所谓愚蠢的祷告呢，之前有提过一个很重要的一个例子，就是当时以色列人呢，居然向神去求一个人的王，人可以去做他们的王。那时候神就告诉他们，你们不需要一个王啊，你们需要的是我啊。
But still they keep praying. No, we want a king. We want a handsome, tall king that we can look at and we can say, this is our king and be proud of.
但是这些以色列人却一点都不听神的教导，他们依然是跟神不断的请求，不断的祷告，希望神给他们一个又高又帅的一个王，让他们可以觉得很骄傲。
Yeah, in hindsight, of course, we can look at that and say, you know, that was stupid, and the people were punished because of that prayer.
而我们从我们现在来看他们呢，这些人真的很笨，而且这些很笨的祷告得到应许的结果，却是他们的一个会等于是对他们的一个处罚。
But some situations are a lot more subtle. And then we had the example of Paul, I think it was in 2 Corinthians, where he's praying for God to take away the thorn in his flesh.
那当然了，我们也可以看到一些比较
subtle, it's like a
bit
tricky.
比较难辨识的一些，很难辨识他是不是对或错的一些祷告哈，比如说在哥林多后书里面，保罗呢就对神去祈求，能够将他这个背上的一根刺挪去。
Yeah, and Paul had been praying to God, please take away this thorn in my side, and he prayed three times, and then eventually God said, that's enough. You don't need to be praying for this. My grace is sufficient for you.
然后呢，那个保罗呢，因为这个痛苦，身体的痛苦，他就一直不断的向神请求，希望能够挪去这根刺。就到三次以后呢，那个神就跟他说，你不要再来跟我祷告这件事了，因为我的恩典够你用。
Paul's prayer wasn't what we call like a stupid or silly prayer, but Paul needed to understand the reason that God was providing that suffering for him.
保罗呢，他的这个祷告呢，其实并不笨哈，并不是一个很蠢的一个祷告。但是呢，神是要教导保罗理解为什么他会有这样的一个痛处。
See, Paul was at a stage in his spiritual life where he was getting up to the higher stages of spiritual maturity, and he needed a bit of propulsion, some extra help through the testing. See, the testing was going to get Paul even closer to God and.Get rid of any arrogance that he had.
而保罗呢，在那个时候呢，正在他属灵生命的比较成熟的阶段，已经是非常成熟了，但是他需要特别的帮助，让他能够在属灵生命上更向前一步，更多的成长，所以他需要神或者是任何的环境给他一些帮助，让他不会变得非常的傲慢骄傲。
We know that Paul was approaching the higher stages of spiritual maturity because that test, what we call momentum testing, you know, momentum means to keep him going forward, that momentum testing was administered directly by a demon, or maybe even more than one demon, but the Bible says it was from Satan, demons.
因为在这个时候的保罗呢，他已经快要进入了所谓属灵生命的最高阶层。所以在这时候他就会进到了一个所谓的动力测试的状态。那这样的测试呢，常常是会有很多的这种小魔鬼，不止一个啊，都会一起来参与撒旦的计划。
The reference is 2 Corinthians 12:7.
就是哥林多后书的12:7.
Okay, and this is where we see...Remember, Paul had actually been taken up into heaven. That was a great privilege. So, now this also shows that he was a great believer. But he was taken up into heaven, but to stop him from getting so arrogant about that and showing off about this great privilege, God said, well, you know, we're going to have to provide something for you to keep you humble. And there was obviously a demon from Satan willing to do that. Well, God allowed the demons to come in to do that, because the demons wanted to try and get rid of Paul anyway.
这个状态啊，是保罗呢，他其实已经被神提到这个天堂去看一些天堂的状况，但是呢，为了神为了要帮助保罗，不会去对于他被提到天堂去观看，再下到凡间，不要让他太对这样的这个这样的礼遇啊。太过于骄傲，所以神呢基本上就允许了那些想要把保罗给拉下这个这么好的位置的这些小魔鬼们这个机会，所以谁等于是神让这些魔鬼加注一些痛苦在他身上，因为这样子可以帮助保罗，他可以不至于太过骄傲。
Here's a classic example of how God uses evil to achieve his plan.
所以这个是一个很标准的一个范例，就是神呢，他懂得运用这些邪恶的力量呢，来完成他的计划。
See, Satan thinks he's clever. He says, "I'll send my demon down to demoralize Paul because we don't want Paul being a great missionary anymore. And if I can just keep attacking him, maybe he'll give up."
这个时候，撒旦就等于是在说，嗯，我要好好的运用我的这些。小魔鬼们啊，去阻挠他继续进步，说不定啊，我一直给他这些痛苦，最后保罗就会放弃，继续成为一个很伟大的一个信徒的这种角色。
He thinks he's clever, but of course God is even more clever, and God says, "Well, I'll use Satan's plan, and I can use that testing, use that suffering that this demon is going to put on Paul to increase Paul's relationship with me."
而神呢，却也更聪明，撒旦聪明，神更聪明。他想，他就说：“好，你就去试吧。”那其实，在神的心里，他是觉得这些计划，就是撒旦加害于他的计，加害于保罗的计划，其实甚至是可以帮助保罗跟神的关系更好。
Remember, this also brings in the principle that suffering.Is good for us. It's part of God's plan. It's part of the Christian life, and we need to have the attitude that suffering is actually our friend.
而这个也刚好呢，就落入了这个我们所谓的属灵生命成长的原则之一，就是其实这些所谓的苦难是对我们的属灵生命是有注意的。
Even as a new believer.God doesn't need to punish us, and Satan is certainly not sending demons to attack the new believers, because the new believers are attacking themselves through bad decisions and chasing after the sin nature and being emotional, for example.
而对于那种新开始的这个信徒来讲呢，其实他们根本不需要有任何的这个魔鬼啊，撒旦啊，来做计划让他们跌倒。其实他们自己就很容易会自己因为做一些错误的决定而跌倒。
Yeah, if a new believer is studying the Word of God, and remember the Word of God acts like a mirror. This is what James is talking about. It's like a mirror in the soul. And you can look at yourself and you, through the Word of God and say, oh, yeah, I'm really making some bad decisions here. This is why my life is so miserable and this is why I need to change.
而对于一些刚开始的信徒，他其实只要读神的话语，就像雅各提醒我们的，神的话语就像一面镜子，可以让我们看到我们自己的过犯。而当我们可以研读神的话语的时候，我们自然就知道我们的生命为什么会这么的悲惨。
And if he's been objective, he will see that his suffering is caused by his own bad decisions. Because obviously a new believer really doesn't know the plan of God. And so any suffering he's going to have, it's going to come from living in the devil's world. It's going to come from his bad decisions.
而任何一个新的教徒来讲，他根本，一个信徒来讲，他根本不认识神的计划。所以他的整个状态是不需要那些撒旦啊，魔鬼啊，来整他。他其实就是自己因为活在一个属世的思维跟价值观里面，所以他会下很多错误的决定，而造成他自己人生的一些悲惨状态。
And it's a very dangerous thing when in some churches, first they might have said to the people, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you'll be happy and you know, Jesus will take away all your problems.
所以对于有些教会他在教导 这个基督徒的时候，他讲了一些方式，就说哦，你如果相信了神，你就会过得非常快乐的生活，因为神会把所有你的痛苦都拿掉。这个说法就是蛮危险的。
Okay, and the other problem, the other dangerous kind of teaching is when a pastor sees that people are suffering, or a new believer comes to the pastor and says, you know, why am I suffering? The pastor says, oh, now you're a believer, Satan's out to get you. So this is coming directly from Satan because you've believed in Jesus.
那还有另外一种这个教导也是蛮危险的，就是有一些信徒他遇见一些痛苦和困难，然后呢那个教会就教他跟他说哦，因为你现在是基督徒了，所以撒旦是会来想办法害你，让你很痛苦。
First of all, it's actually impossible anyway, because Satan is just one being. Every week around the world, there's thousands, if not tens of thousands, of new believers believing in Jesus Christ. And Satan certainly doesn't have the time to go around and annoy every new believer.
其实呢，撒旦只不过是一个魔鬼哈，他每一天全世界都有上百上千上万人成为新的基督徒，撒旦绝对没有那个力量也没有那个能力去整每一个基督徒。
Yeah, that would be like you have the general of an army and he's down on the battlefield personally trying to shoot every soldier in the enemy's army.
那个感觉就好像这个撒旦他这个本来是一个大将军，他怎么可能会自己下来拿着这个枪打仗去打每一个这个对就敌对军的士兵呢？
Yeah, and like the example I gave at the start of class, you know, when you become a believer, you're in the army, but most Christians don't want to go through the training. It's like they become casualties on the first day of training. Casualty means they die or they get wiped out.
好，这个就像我一开始上课时候所提到的，就是当你成为基督徒的时候，你就等于是注册成为基督大军的一员，但你却呢，如果你不愿意去接受军队的训练的话呢，你就好像变成了伤兵，就根本还没上战场，就自己先当自己是伤兵，然后就退下，然后就等于是从这个军队的名单里面哈被去名化的这种状态。
Yes, Satan and even his minions really don't have to worry about the new believer. It's only when eventually they'll notice which believers are learning the word of God, which believers are having control over the sin nature, which believers are starting to make good decisions and obey God's will. Then maybe Satan will appoint demons to keep an eye on those believers.
撒旦是很有策略的哈，他其实呢会随时注意在耶稣的大军里面哪些人是有在学习神的话语，哪些人有运用神的话语，哪些人是有在注意自己不要再犯罪等等的这些状况。那当你成为这样子他的名单中越来越高阶的人的时候呢，撒旦才可能出手要来整你。
And it's only once those believers start to get up to a level like Paul was a very advanced believer. Then Satan is going to start saying, okay, well now we need to make personal attacks on these believers because they're just getting a little bit too influential in the church.
你呢要等到有一天呢像保罗一样这么高阶的这个信徒啊，这时候呢撒旦才开始会注意你。为什么？因为你开始在教会里真正为神大大的使用，同时你是变得非常有影响力的时候，撒旦才开始会运用他的一些诡计来迫害你。
Now don't get me wrong here, you know, Satan's demons and satanic thinking has a huge influence in the world, but he can use that through social movements and through politics or whether it's even in the church, just through false teachings, where, you know, he doesn't need to attack the people because they've been living in the cosmic system for a very long, long time, since birth.So these people have got a lot of satanic thinking in their souls.
那我们要了解啊，其实有很多时候我们所有的这个基督徒啊，从小其实是生长在这个属世的系统里面。那这属世系统其实全部是撒旦他在设计出来的，所以它里面有非常非常具有影响力的一些价值观，其实可能都还在我们这些信徒的脑中，所以我们很容易就是掉入撒旦的陷阱。
that cosmic system. This is what Satan has designed. And I mentioned the other day about all world religions. When you look at the beginnings of them, there's some angelic or some miraculous activity. That's just one example how Satan influences the world.
在之前的课程里面我们有讲过属世系统如何的被撒旦运用起来好来改变世界甚至影响世界然后影响我们这些基督徒。
More recently in society, we see things like there's the Black Lives Matter, social justice, they call it social justice, where people have been raised up to say, this is right and that's wrong. But often it can be 180 degrees against the word of God.
就像之前我们提到这个前一阵子美国一直在兴起的这个黑人的生命重要好的这个运动。那这个运动呢它其实呢就很多部分呢都与神的一个概念其实是有冲突的。它却用一个所谓的社会的标准它来讲什么是对什么是错好却是与神的一个原则是抵触的。
Okay, but yeah, that's just one example, but there's many, many examples of how people's thinking has been twisted or been perverted. So again, their thinking is already opposite from God's thinking. So until they can really straighten out their thinking through the Word of God, they're still acting as agents of Satan. What I'm saying is that they have the satanic thinking in their souls, and which can also be very subtle. Human good.Not evil, but human good can be part of satanic strategy.
有的时候我们是很难分辨这些所谓撒旦的计划，因为呢，很多时候呢，所谓的对与错，是我们人属世系统中所看的对与错。那我们如果不回归到圣经去了解神给我们的原则的时候，我们就会被整个的混淆。
Okay, anyway, let's take a break now. So we'll have a 10-minute break and then we'll come back and we'll continue talking about this afterwards.
好，我们先休息十分钟，等一下继续讲。